place about it. What's up, everyone? I'm DJ Zona, and you are now listening to On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM. On this show, I'm going to be talking about electronic dance music, with each episode focusing on a different genre of EDM. Today's genre is techno, an iconic genre that is often referred to as one of the mother genres of EDM. Before we get into it, I just have to say that techno is such a massive, diverse genre that has been transformed and redefined so many times over the years, and has a nearly unending list of subgenres. There's so much discourse around techno that trying to give it a permanent definition is an impossible task. But I think that that's kind of the point of techno, to be constantly changing and evolving with the times, politics, and the people. That being said, what you can generally expect from techno is a tempo of 120 to 140 beats per minute, with the harder genres going up to 160. It is usually characterized by a four-on-the-floor synthesized kick drum, repetitive beats, and loops using percussion instruments, as well as the use of synthesizers. The music I have for you today falls a bit more into the hard techno subgenre, which has more aggressive beat patterns, heavy compression, unrelenting kicks, and hard bass. Now, to kick things off with Charlotte DeWitt and Amélie Lens's new EP, which was just released at the beginning of February.
Camina cava, es un vaco, camina cava. when the night fades, where do we go?
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of, then you're going to love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM. If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
So, fun fact, Charlotte DeWitt and Amélie Lens both played in Montreal last summer at Picnic Electronique, which is kind of crazy because they also both played the Tomorrowland main stage in Belgium. So anyways, if you know anything about techno, you probably know that there are lots of debates and disagreements about its true origin. So now, I'm going to do my best to summarize it, but I'm not going to get too into it because that would be a whole lecture on its own and we do not have time for that. The genre of music that is known today as techno was created by black musicians in Detroit, who experimented with mixing European electro and synthesizer music with African-American dance beats and acid house music in the 1980s. Despite its origins being in Detroit, Michigan, it only became popular when it reached Berlin, Germany. The underground techno scene in Berlin developed in the time leading up to the fall of the Berlin Wall, and has since become a defining feature of the city. It literally created the now well-known Berlin DJ culture and began attracting international crowds in the 1990s. Techno became an international phenomenon, with DJs from all over the world being inspired by its sound. This led to the emergence of its extensive list of subgenres such as bleep, acid, schranz, industrial, minimal, and so many more. Okay, that's enough history. Up next, I've got some local techno for you guys coming right out of Canada. This is CJLO 1690 AM, and you are on the right track.
Available at present. wanted to let you know that I miss you. And maybe you could come visit me in the summer.
So that was Mara from Vancouver, and then Mean Marine and K657 from Montreal. You can see Mean Marine and K657 at local techno events, from weekly techno nights at Red Room to warehouse takeovers organized by their collectives. This is also a defining feature of the techno scene, the fact that its origins are underground and explicitly local. Yes, techno is the music genre, but it has also always been about the atmosphere, about connection, community, and creating safe and inclusive spaces for people from all walks of life. I'll touch on that a bit more after a few more songs. Here's Sarah Landry. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 Crew Campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
As techno has evolved and gotten more mainstream over the years, there's been an unfortunate rise of gatekeeping and pretentiousness directed towards new ravers. While I understand the desire to keep the techno scene in its roots, we also have to remember that its roots are all about inclusion. Once again, if you're new to the scene, that's okay. Be sure to respect the people around you and give people space to dance, and the scene will accept you with open arms. Finally, something that I love about the techno scene is the way that it fosters community while simultaneously being a deeply individual culture. The experience of a techno rave is unique in the sense that each person is in their own world in the crowd. Sure, people are friendly, but it's also a space to let yourself get totally consumed by the music. When you find yourself in that situation, surrender to it. It can be such an amazing feeling. Now, to finish off the night, here's some Lily Palmer, who actually played at Il Sanik last summer at the Coca-Cola stage. And, if time permits, maybe some Brutalismus 3000. Thank you so much for listening. This is On the Right Track on CJLO 1690 AM every Sunday at 10 p.m.
The one.